Protesters on Boston Common last night, upset with the election of Donald Trump. It was one of several demonstrations in cities across the country. WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka was at the rally in Boston and has this report.
For many in Boston, Trump's victory is a wake-up call. So they gather to march and express their frustration and anger. Protesters say they're concerned Donald Trump will take away rights from women, minorities, immigrants, and the LGBT community. Sabrina Barroso told the crowd the country deserves better.
As a Latina, as a woman, as someone who is brown, I do not feel safe right now. I didn't go out and vote yesterday for this to happen. I went out and vote because I love my country, and I expect my country to love me back too.
Barroso says she's concerned immigrants will be criminalized. So does Asha Hersey. She's the daughter of a Somali refugee and takes issue with Trump's rhetoric.
He's openly been hateful, and he's openly talked about sexual assault. That's not a president. That's not presidential behavior. He shouldn't be president. It's that simple.
But Donald Trump will be the next president. Gabe Feldstein, who helped organize the protests, says the hope now is to work to make sure rights aren't being taken away.
Fighting back against preventing Roe v. Wade from being overturned or further assaults on workers being able to unionize or have a higher minimum wage. So I think we can expect, you know, a lot of that kind of thing coming down from Trump and a Republican-controlled Congress. So how do we organize ourselves in the best way to make sure that we're ready to fight that at every local and national sort of level?
And for these protesters, the fight starts now.
My body, my choice!
Their body, their choice!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.